Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, dip a boat.
Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Just like fire,
talk about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
From the book of Luke,
15 verses 8 through 10 is when we read our Lord Jesus is sharing a parable about a woman who lost a coin. Now, we can relate because we all lost things, and we don't like losing things, especially money. When something or someone is so precious to us, we will say no expense of time and energy and effort to regain what has been lost. We just need to ensure that we have our priorities in order for what we value has its proper place and precedent in our lives. So we will be discussing lost and found. And that is so appropriate because my special guest is Pine Bluff resident, Law Hill, wife of Willie Hill, and the mother of Cassandra Denise Hall. I'm sorry. Her name is Law Hall, wife of Willie Hall, and the mother of Cassandra Denise Hall. That's the Hall family, who has been missing since 1994. Talking about Cassandra Denise Hall. And she's here to tell her story and her family's story of faith, hope, and pain. Lord, we are so touched by this story of a young lady who has been missing since 1994. The Hall family. Miss Law Hall is here to share with us what it's like, what she's been through, what their family has been through. We can only imagine. So we have an awesome, amazing man of God that's going to come in and share grief and counseling for this unique situation. I promise you, in the 4 years of my broadcasting, I have been blessed to share many programs, but none will be as heartfelt and touching as sharing this particular story about the Hall family and what they are going through. So my dear friend, man of God, minister, Dr. Eric Holmes will come into the broadcast and join us, and he will be sharing with us grief counseling and share his expertise and share his heart as well to let the Hall family know that they are not alone, that we are there for them as best we can, and we want to know if there's someone out there after all these 28 years of the young lady who is the focus of this broadcast, Cassandra Denise Hall. If there's any information to be shared, we want you to come forward now and share it so that this family can have some resolution. Amen. Goes right there. So please call your family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you know will be touched by this amazing program that we know God will breathe on and show favor. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives through all our trials, troubles, and whatever we may go through, dear God. We just thank you for overseeing our lives, overseeing this broadcast, and we thank you for lighting the fuse that keeps our souls burning bright and the fuse that's setting the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God has not forgot. Can you help us say
God is not
Yes, yes, yes. It's not said and done until God speaks. Amen. We are so grateful for man of God, Tone A, singing that song about God has not forgot, y'all. Y'all know that's a classic song right there, and we're so grateful because it is so profoundly and eternally true. God has not forgot. No, Lord Jesus, we're grateful for that, and he never will. My special guest is here, woman of God from the Hall family. Mrs. Laurel Hall is here, and we are discussing a very sensitive subject. It is reported in the National Public Radio, NPR, that tens of thousands of black girls and women go missing every year. Last year, that figure was nearly $100,000. That's just in yearly numbers coming up missing. Yet their cases hardly ever grab national headlines. We are here to share with this woman of God our hearts, and to reach out to her so that she can, as the representative of this family, can be in the forefront of what we believe in some way God will still bring about the necessary healing. And just so that this family, the Hall family, will understand the process that this took place, it was God working behind the scenes. Because in 2020, y'all, listen, when I was blessed to move into a brand new home, I was traveling down my block, and lo and behold, I saw the flyer that I had first seen on billboards all around the city of Pine Bluff, and posters and flyers about this one particular young lady that was missing. And this young lady, Cassandra Denise Hall, I saw these flyers and these large ribbons with spotlights on this particular house, come to realize that this Hall family lives right down the block from me. And being the father of five beautiful queens, two of them are now in heaven with the Lord. It just compelled my heart. I had no idea of how I could be a part of this family's healing until just recently. Every time, y'all, I passed by the Hall family's home, I felt something in my spirit that was moving me. I just didn't know what. And now, lo and behold, it came into full fruition. Holy Spirit, God revealed to me that I need to bring a representative from the Hall family to this fire gospel experience so that they can share their story, they can share their faith, they can share all of the many emotions that are part of having a child, having a beautiful daughter that has been missing for 28 long years. If she was a senior in high school at 18, 28 years later, she would be in the neighborhood of 46 years old. That is a lifetime for many people. So without any further ado, y'all, it is my pleasure, my honor, and privilege to bring to this Fire Gospel Experience platform from the Hall family, Mrs. Laurel Hall, to share her story with us, to encourage us, to bless us, as we would encourage and bless them as well. Amen, amen, amen. Mrs. Laurel Hall, thank you so much, woman of God, for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good afternoon. I really appreciate this opportunity, and it is my honor to be able to chat with you about my daughter.
Amen, amen. Well, I have no problem letting you know that my heart is full, so as this story is told, and I show emotion, shed a tear, it's because I have no idea of what you all are going through. Even just trying to imagine what you all are going through, I can feel my spirit being stirred up. So if you will, can you just, for the benefit of the listeners, the people in Pine Bluff area, and the people not only in the state of Arkansas, but across the country, and I am blessed to say this program is broadcast internationally. The whole world is going to hear this story, as well they should. Would you just tell us a little bit about yourself, Mrs. Laurel Hall, and then let's tell the story of Cassandra's life and the time when you realized your daughter was missing. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am born and raised in Pine Bluff, as well as my husband. My husband and I were high school sweethearts, and so we have grown up in Pine Bluff, raised our children here as well, and we've just lived, worked, gone to church here in Pine Bluff. And as far as the story of my daughter, our family wasn't really anything out of the ordinary. They participated in activities at school and at church, and we were kind of like the mama and papa duck. Whenever our kids participated in something, we all marched to whatever it was. And so we were fairly a close-knit family. I have three sons, and Clea was the only girl. And so when I go back to May 9th, 1994, that day started out like any other day. The kids got up, got ready for school, and they went to school. And at 2:30 in the afternoon, I picked her up from school because she was a senior in high school. I picked her up just for an after-school job. And she came home. No, I took her to work, but there was nobody there. She worked in a home office that is less than a mile from our house around the corner. And nobody was there, so she came back home and laid down on the couch to take a nap. At about 4:30, 4:45, her boss's wife called and said, "I'm at home, and Clea can come over." Clea got up off the couch, wiped the sleep out of her eye, got in the car, and I dropped her off. And I watched her walk in, not thinking that that would be the last time that I saw her. And so, you know, I went back home. You know, we did our usual things for the evening, kids doing their homework and whatever. And so at about 8, she called on the phone, and my son and I, my middle son and I, picked up the phones at the same time. And she said, "Anybody call?" And he said, "No." She said, "Okay, bye." At that time, there were no cell phones, really, in 1994. Yeah. There were, she didn't have any cell phones, didn't drive. I think, did she have a driver's license? Maybe she had a driver's license, but she didn't have a car. And so I laid down on the bed. I was laying on the bed, actually, when she called, reading. And so I fell asleep. At about 12:45, my husband came in and woke me up and said, "Is Clea still at work?" And I hopped up out of the bed, half asleep, went to her room, not thinking that it was always in his routine to check everybody's room before he went to bed. And so I went to the telephone. I couldn't even think of the office number. And I went to the phone book and called her boss, and I said, "Is Clea still there?" And he said, "No, she left." And I'm like, "What time did she leave?" Because I was supposed to pick her up. And he said, "Oh, I think she left at 8:30. Let me go check the time sheet." So he paused for a minute, and he said, "Yeah, she left at 8:30. And I'm like, "Who did she leave with?" And he's like, "I don't know who she left with, but I heard the door open, the garage closed," which was in habit, that when I picked her up, she would push the button on the garage and then run out before it let that down, before it closed.
Okay.
And so, of course, like any other parent, I'm thinking, okay, she's going to be in trouble when she gets here, you know, because I'm thinking, where is she? It's not like her to stay out, you know, late and not even tell anybody. And so, of course, I stayed up looking out the window because I'm thinking, well, she's going to be in trouble. Well, you know, the kind of trouble that they would get in would be to do extra chores around the house or didn't watch television, but it wasn't like we were going to do anything detrimental to her. And so, but I'm thinking too, well, you know, she's a senior. She hasn't done this before, but maybe she's stretching her independent muscles. And so, anyway, the next morning, my sons were still home at the time, and they got up, got ready to go to school, and they asked, where was she? I'm like, I don't know, she didn't come home from work, and I don't know if she's just hanging out or something, if she's in trouble. This is what I'm telling you. And so when my middle son got to school, he and Clea were in band together. So band was their first class of the day, and he said, Clea's not in school, but the seniors are at the elementary school playing, so maybe she's at the elementary school. So at noon, he called home, and he said, Mama, she wasn't with the band.
Oh, my.
So I called the police, and I'm like, my daughter didn't come home last night. That's not like her. And she's not in school today. And so in 1994, they were just beginning to allow people to make reports without waiting 24 hours, but of course, we had to wait 24. So I had to wait till the 5 o'clock p.m. time when I dropped her off at work for them to pick a report. And so at 5, so my sons came home from school and they're like, she didn't come to school. So my husband and I go to the police station because, you know, we need to do a report because this is not like her. So
absolutely,
of course, they half-heartedly took our report and said, oh, she's probably just with some friends and she'll be home. And I'm like, this is not like her. I need, you know, I'm thinking, I need y'all to put out a BOLO, a be on the lookout or
that's
something,
right.
Whatever it is.
That's right.
And that was before Amber Alert. And so the guy took the report, you know, and so nothing really happened. They didn't really do anything, didn't even send an officer to talk to us or anything. And so that next day, I called the news station because I'm like, something, you know, this is not, something's not right, and the police are not doing anything.
Absolutely.
So I need somebody to know that my daughter is missing. And so
I
called the news people, and they came and recorded our story, and that's how we got our story out in Arkansas. It's been really difficult to get it out past Arkansas, but we haven't had one clue. There is somebody. Actually, there was a couple of people of interest, and one of them cooperated with the police. The other one left town the next day. He said he had to check on some, and then the next couple of days he went out of state. So he didn't even give his statement until he came back from out of state. And over the years, when he came back, we asked if we could come and see where she worked, because even though she had worked there almost a year, we had never been in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a psychic lady that came. Although I don't know if I necessarily believe in psychics, but I believe everybody has a gift. And so
she
came, and when he had started driving by our home, where we live, he can see around the corner. He doesn't have to pass our home, but he had started passing. And so this particular day, which was a day when she had come down after church, he said, well, I want to go see, you know, the office, you know, the field, I guess, whatever. And so I called him and I said, you know, can we come down there and see the office where Clea worked? And he's like, why? And I'm like, well, because we want to see, we haven't seen it. Her aunt is here. A couple of aunts are here. They want to see it. And he said, well, I got a meeting I have to go to, and anyway, I don't want to fool with any psychic. Well, I didn't know at the time that the psychic lady had ESP-1 on her license plate, because I only saw the front of her car when it was full of cars. So anyway, mm-hmm. we waited a few minutes, and then we got into my sister-in-law's van. She's got a new van. We got into her van, and we drove around the corner and kind of slowly past the house. And then we went down to the block and got out of the van. Around the corner, there was a field. And when we got out, a police car pulled up and went past us. There's a ballpark and parked over there. And I'm like, so I guess he's called the police on us. So he really wasn't known anywhere. So tried a second time, another occasion, to ask if we can come in and see the office where she worked, because the police didn't really do, and I hate to talk about the police, but they didn't really do a good search of the place. And I'm thinking, you know, the weekend before she disappeared was prom on Saturday, and she had gone to an Arcanet ball from one of the local mm-hmm. sororities. So
yes,
we had put them back at that time. They didn't have anything but fresh-on nails. And so we had put some of those nails on. And also, I had her hair was not short, but I put a hair extension on the back of her hair. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was saying, I want to come over there and look, because if something happened, I'm just saying, if there was a struggle, maybe there was a press-on nail that didn't belong to his wife, or his wife's hair was short, maybe because of some long strands of hair that shouldn't be there. But of course, he never got in, never, even to this day. And so,
amen.
We have just been trudging along, trying to continue to get the word out to people that Clea is missing. Usually on her birthday, which is coming up on Wednesday, we release balloons, and then on May 9th, we do the balloon release as well. And so this is just where we are with no clue, not one ounce of information about what happened to her. Almost, well, it would be 28 years ago.
And I'm gonna tell you, Mrs. Hall, that is quite disturbing, because you would think that at some point there would be some sign, some evidence, and just for the sake of this conversation, we all know that there is people or persons of interest that the people of Pine Bluff have spoken about, and just for the sake of not endeavoring into any type of civil liability by speaking certain individuals' names that we think may be involved or may have some information regarding it, I've asked Mrs. Hall not to speak any specific names because it is a cold case, but there is, what we are told, an ongoing investigation. By it being 28 years in length, we don't know, and we really are not really confident in how much ongoing work and effort is put into trying to put this missing person case of Mrs. Cassandra Denise Hall together. But just for the sake of not wanting to cause any further legal troubles in this matter, everyone in Pine Bluff has already spoken about who they believe has some information about it. And I know you basically refer to that as well. I just needed to say that for clarity for the sake of this broadcast. But Mrs. Hall, the thing that we are really interested in is, from day to day, can you help us in some way understand how a family is able to maintain its structure with this type of grief overshadowing you all for such a long time? 28 years is just an amazing length of time to have so much uncertainty, doubt, and then fear of what may inevitably be a possibility, and that she may have at this point in time gone on to be with the Lord. And can you help us with that? Share with us how your family was able to survive this and even maintain the missing of Cassandra?
you know, we brought up our children in church. My husband and I are active members of our church, and we brought up our children in the same manner. And so it is because of the state that we have, and not just my husband and I, but our family. That's how our family raised us. And so it is because of our faith in God and our belief that God is a man of his word that we have been able to maintain our faith. You know, people have said, oh, we know that she's dead or whatever, but we are not people who have no hope. We don't live in that way. The only thing that would keep me from believing that she wasn't alive is that I see her for myself. And there have been some bodies recovered, and I'm thinking, you know, they wanted her, asked for her dental records at one point, and I'm thinking, I don't care if you need to identify her by her dental records. I'm still going to have to see if there's nothing but teeth, because I know what her teeth look like.
Okay.
I know everything about her. So
well,
it is because of God that we have been able to maintain our faith. He has kept our minds and he's kept our hearts. And also, if I stop looking for her, who's going to look for her?
Amen.
So I could, there's times that I felt like I could have crawled into a corner, but I have to find what happened to my child.
Amen.
And, of course, there's always those times when, in a situation like this, I don't just that I felt homicidal, but I keep thinking, if something happened to somebody that knows what happened, then where does that information go? So we just have to keep trusting and believing that God is going to bring that information to light.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That is certainly our hope and intention with this broadcast, because I saw the post that you was posted on your Facebook page where you said that, you know, hey, she may not be here, but she is forever in your heart. And that is a beautiful thing, because my two oldest daughters, my first child passed away last year, mysteriously, unexpectedly, at the age of 35 years young. And that is just something, you know, if someone tried to, even in good intention, say, you know, trying to tell us in some kind of way to get over it, that's not something you get over. That's something that stays with you for life. And then my second child, she only lived for 30 days. I had to bury an infant child. And that's been over 30-something years ago. But do you know that when we have children and we're connected with our children, there's a special bond that stays with us. And I understand from the perspective of, if this were me, I would want to reserve out hope to until, like you said, Mrs. Hall, I knew for sure with a certainty that my child is no longer here. Because if there's the opportunity, if there's the chance that there's some information where my child, your child, can be rescued, that information needs to come forward, and I want to know it. And I feel y'all that, hey, I'm not going to ever give up until I know for sure, without a doubt, that there's nothing else that I can do on this side of earth other than pray. Because you're so right, woman of God. God has the last word. He has the last say so. And we're grateful for that.
Amen.
And I just want you to know that I personally am aligning myself with you and your family in any way that I can. That's why I brought you here, so that you could share your story with the whole wide world, not just Pine Bluff, not just Arkansas, because there are others that are going through similar circumstances as well. And they need to hear your strength. They need to hear your faith. They need to know that they are not the only ones that are going through what they're going through. And I am convinced that all good people, all God's people, need to come together now for such a time as this, because we're all we have on this side of heaven. But thank God that there's a greater power on the other side of heaven that has the last say so. Amen.
Yes,
goes right there.
Morning.
And we are so grateful that our God has the last say so. We're going to bring my dear friend, Dr. Eric Holmes, into the conversation after we take this short meditative music break and let him share his wisdom, his insight, his expertise in this area that needs to be brought into the conversation, because he is certainly a man of God. He is certainly someone that has earned my respect. And I am certainly looking forward to hearing what he has to share so that he can bless us. But yes, yes, yes. Thank you, dear God, for having the last say so. Here's woman of God, Kim Rutherford. Upon Mrs. Laurel Hall's request as one of her favorite songs, and we are here for you, Hall family. We love you. We are praying for you. And we just want you to know God hears all of our prayers.
Our hearts can hold no more weight. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. As praises go up, we understand that blessings does come down. And we are so grateful that those blessings include benevolence, include comfort, include caring from heaven up above. Our God cares about what we go through, especially, y'all, listen, fine days. Sounds of Woman of God, Kim Rutherford, letting us know that, yes, 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 indeed, God does have the last say. So we are here talking with the representative from the Hall family of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Mrs. Laurel Hall, wife of Willie Hall, and mother of a child that has been missing since 1994, Quasindra Denise Hall, and we're telling her story. And at this time, I would like to introduce a man of God that is here to just share with us some words of encouragement to each and every one of us, but in particularly to the Hall family, because this man has counseled, he has ministered to many, many souls in regard to those different seasons of life, particularly those very difficult seasons of life. He is a certified life coach. He also is a radio host as well as author. And he is my dear friend and brother that is here to bless us with knowledge, with expertise, with comfort, as only a man of God can in his very own special way. None other than Dr. Eric Holmes is here for grief counseling and for spiritual uplift. Dr. Holmes, Dr. Eric Holmes, thank you for joining us, sir. I appreciate you so much for joining us.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my awesome brother. What a privilege and honor just to be back on your show once again. As I was sitting here listening to the story, wow, what a story. And I'm reminded of a show called Closed Case. Case closed.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times when we don't have closure, it brings the uncertainty. It brings a whole nother level. And for a mother, sometimes because of the umbilical cord and because of that connection that they have, oh, those tuitions that they say what only a mother does, the connection to a child. And sometimes when they don't feel that there's, you know, no closure, or they don't feel that something's right, they know other than God, he gives them something that he does not give the man. And so I'm saying to this mother on here, I'm praying for you, first of all. And a lot of times, even with the unanswered questions, even with not knowing, but knowing God, who knows all, who sees all, even if it's not revealed on this side, he reveals it when you get to glory. But God has a way of doing what he does. And even when we don't understand, and it's even for us looking from another side or another perspective, we're praying your strength. We're praying that God would strengthen you, give you what you need to continue to sustain you even these 28 years later with unanswered questions, with problems or answers that have not been resolved or closure that has not been closed. And so I'm praying that God will give you the strength, that God will continue to give you the strength to endure, even whether it's to write a story about it, even as you're sharing and continuing to share, because you just feel that they may still be alive. And that's because of the mother in you, and because of that divine connection and that umbilical cord, because that connection, just like we are connected to him who is divine. And so when we are connected to him, and so as I continue to listen to you share your story, I'm praying that God would continue to give you what you need. Somebody always sees and somebody always knows. As the older people would say, what don't come out in the wash will come out in the rinse.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what they say.
And at some point in time, It will be relief. And even all that you're doing and all, somebody knows something. But we're praying to build and to strengthen you as you continue, because it's never easy, especially there's one when someone may be in prison and we know where they are. There's one thing to know where someone is, but yet and still in this case here, it's still a, to you, an unopened case. It's still a case that has not been closed or had not has no closure to it. And so that's why even with the restlessness, or even with, you know, the tears, or even when you release the balloons, and because you just need the answer.
Yeah.
Woman of God, Mrs. Hall, is there anything in particular that you would like to ask Dr. Holmes to maybe help you in some way, so that he can maybe minister to you? Maybe there's some uncertainties that you've been holding on to, that you would like to ask Dr. Holmes, and maybe he can provide some suggestions to help you, but not just you, but your other family members as well.
You know, all of us have have had some uncertainties, and like I said, we hold on to our faith that God is still in control of this situation. And I don't know if there's anything in particular that I need to ask. I usually just ask people to continue to pray our strength, because it has been those 2 years over the last 28 years that has helped us to stand. I have so many episodes. There's another song that's one of my favorites. It's Stand Until Your Will Is Clear by Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. And that's one of my songs that I sing in the shower. But, you know, when we can't see what's going on, we need God to help us, help sustain us until it's His will is made clear to us. And so usually that's what I just ask for, continued prayer that we're able to be steadfast in our faith and in our search for clear.
And I believe that with prayer is so critical, crucial, and key, in prayer still works. Prayer is still the answer. Prayer still will do what we can't. Prayer will sustain you as it has all these years later. But I heard something years ago my pastor said at a service. He said, knowing God is better than knowing answers, but knowing, because He is the one that has all the answers. And even when we don't have it, He does. Even when we don't know, He does. Even when we can't see it, He does. And I love that song, Stands Until His Will Is Clear. He will make it clear, or the song says, by and by, we'll understand it better, by and by. And a lot of times, it's in all of that He gives us, but the mere fact that He has sustained y'all, and that the mere fact He's kept you and kept your mind, but even in the searching, even for trying to get answers, that He's the God who has all the answers. So we'll continue to pray and lift you, continue to pray and lift the family, pray that God will continue to guard your heart, your mind, your spirit, and to sustain. And if it's at His appointed time or in His will, so we'll say, let His will be done. And if He allows it to, the answer that you need or the closure, He's the God who has it.
Yes, He is. Amen. I would like to ask you something that I would like to ask you something, Ms. Hall, that I hope it's not ridiculous to ask, but after so many years, has it gotten more difficult to sustain your faith, or has it pretty much been the same as from the beginning? I know it probably has its moments where it's more strenuous and tenuous than other times, but is there any way that you can kind of set yourself and accept it so that you can move on, or does it just become more difficult with time?
It doesn't become more difficult, because for me, it was just like yesterday. And because we still live in the same area, we have to pass, like if we're going, let's say, to Little Rock, we have to pass the place that she worked often. So I have to keep my faith strong,
yeah.
So just I can be able to make it from day to day. And so,
okay,
it's not that there's not times when it doesn't make me sad. It makes me sad that she's not here with us, but it doesn't make me lose my faith in God, because I have to be a believer in what He says. And I have over 60 something years stood on His word, and until I can't stand anymore, I'm going to continue to believe in His word. And I have, since she's been missing, working on a book. And I just haven't finished it for no particular reason. But the title is kept, because it has been God that has kept me and has kept my family all of the time. And it's not anything short of death that's going to deter us from that.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Holmes, is there anything that you would maybe like to share with other families that may be grieving loss of loved one? I know you shared specifically with the Hall family, but has Holy Spirit God given you anything additionally to share with those that are listening to this broadcast that may be struggling or know someone, know a family member, know a friend, know a coworker that is in similar predicament about a lost loved one, be they deceased or be they missing? Is there anything that God has given you new that you'd like to share fresh?
One, in grief or in loss is never easy, no matter how old, no matter how young. But our faith in Him, our faith in God, our strength is in Him. When we're weak, He's strong, and to just as family to love one another, to come together in love and in unity, in the times that we're in, and hold on to one another and hold on to God's unchanging hand, and to be strengthened by the word strengthened in your faith, strengthened in Him, strength in numbers, in unity, in family, and in love, friends and family that could strengthen one another, encourage one another, pray for one another. And so even with the unanswered question, you know, a lot of times that's what we need so many times, is that not having the closure, but we can rest in Him, as I said previously, that He's the one. Knowing Him is better than knowing answers, because He's the one who has all the answers. So we got to rest and rely in Him and in the Word and on the Word. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to hold to God's unchanging, continue to stand on the Word and the promise, continue to seek Him for direction, continue to rest in Him, and continuing to pray. And let God be God, and let the Word do the work.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Eric Holmes. I understand that you are all actually in the midst of another event right now. So we are so appreciative of the time that you were able to take away from where you are and be a part of this very, very touching and sentimental broadcast. Thank you, sir. I look forward to all the work that you're doing. And I know that you are blessed to have been nominated for an award. And I just want to just congratulate you, Dr. Holmes, for your 8th annual S&M Indie Gospel Music Awards. I know that you were nominated for another year. So thank you so much. I will be sharing more information so that my listeners can get that information and cast their votes for you for the wonderful work that you're doing, sir. For Author of the Year, that is an amazing accomplishment. In My Season is Due Season by Dr. Eric L. Holmes. We want to congratulate you on your 8th annual S&M Award nomination. We look forward to hearing the good news about you winning another award for all the wonderful gospel work that you're doing, sir. Congratulations, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Is there any way I can just offer just a quick word of prayer to her?
You sure can.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you glory. Father, we thank you for what we heard. We thank you for this story. We thank you for this mother. God, even with the unanswered question, even with not knowing, God, knowing you is better than knowing answers, because you have all the answers. Now strengthen this mother. Strengthen this family. Bind them together in love and in unity like never before. And for those who may be listening, God, I ask that you would guard their heart. Give them the strength to endure. Give them what they need to sustain them. Father, I ask that you would cover them and keep them in the center of your will. Allow bottom, to hold on to your unchanging, to hope in you, oh God, as the word says, hope thou in God. Even now, God, sustain them, cover them, and keep them. But even if it's your will to release the answer, your will to release what they need, oh God, do it, and we'll remember to give it the glory, the honor, the praise shall always be thine.
Hallelujah.
We won't rob you of your glory, nor will we get over Shia, give your glory to another, but we'll say, look what the Lord has done. We thank you, and we praise you, and we commit them in your hands, God, that you would cause them and keep them, sustain them, protect them, and preserve them. God, give them what they need. We thank you even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Holmes, for your presence. Thank you so much for your prayer. Thank you so much for your heart of affection toward God and toward God's people. We bless you. We look forward to having you come back. Whenever you're ready, sir, just let me know. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, amazing day.
Amen. Bless you. Dr. Eric L. Holmes, right here on the fire. Dr. Ben. What a man of passion. What a man of passion. Mrs. Laura Hall, ma'am, I just commend you for your faith. You are a demonstration of persevering faith. I applaud your steadfastness and faith in God, even in such an unimaginable trying time of a missing full daughter, Prasendra, Dr. Denise Hall. I just want you to know that we are going to continue to pray for a beautiful outcome, even after all this time. And we're going to pray that God will touch and bless each member of the Hall family in a way where you all will be comforted in spite of these circumstances, and use you and your family as an example to other people about how to maintain faith in God, even under the worst circumstances. Is there anything that you would like to share in closing, ma'am?
I would just like to say that not taking anything away from God, and I know he uses people, he uses, or, you know, he touches the birds in the air, and I know that there's somebody out there that has information that can help us get closure to this situation. And so if there's somebody out there listening, maybe somebody has said something to you and you didn't want to come forward, put it on a piece of paper and stick it in my mailbox. We have a police tip line. If you want to call anonymously and get the police information, they have a new chief, and he has reached out to us recently. So I know that he, I believe, is wanting to help bring some closure to our case. And so if you want to contact the police, contact us. You can message me on Facebook if you have some information, but I just know that there's somebody out there, and you don't want to go to heaven if that's where you're going with that information, withholding that information. I know God is able to open up mouths that have been shut, and I don't know what in his time or the reason we have not found out the information that's about what happened to Clea after all this time. And, you know, a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. So in his time, I know we will find that information. But I know there's somebody out there that has that information. I just pray God touches your heart and opens up your mouth.
Amen. I co-sign that. And my heart and my spirit goes out to you and to your family as well. And we're going to continue to believe and trust God and hold on to our hope and hold on to our faith. Thank you so much for joining us, woman of God, Laura Hall. Please feel free to contact me if there's anything I can do. If I come across any information, if someone contacts me, I will be sure and immediately pass that on to you. And, yes, we do have a new police chief. Police Chief Lloyd Franklin, he is very much a professional and concerned about the city of Pine Bluff and the residents of Pine Bluff. And so, yes, we will make an appeal to anyone out there. If you have any information regarding the case of missing woman, Cassandra Denise Hall, we want you to call 870-730-2081. Again, the number to call to help with any information in the missing case of Cassandra Denise Hall, call the Pine Bluff Police Department at 870-730-2081. And if that's too much for you, I want you to call me personally, Ron E. Jefferson, at 870-413-0220, my personal number to call. You don't have to leave your name if you want to be anonymous. If you have any information, give us a call. Help this family heal and help this family move forward with knowledge that's going to bring some closure. My number is 870-413-0220. Mrs. Hall, thank you. We'll continue praying for you, and we bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus, and we're going to continue to trust and believe God for you and with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Woman of God, Laurel Hall, representing the Hall family in the case of their missing daughter, Cassandra Denise Hall. We're still trusting and believing God. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, 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 we just trust you. This is why we have faith in God, because there will be these situations in life that show up that will test our faith. And as difficult as losing a loved one is, it is still our responsibility to show unyielding faith in God as being our source of strength, hope, and deliverance from any doubt, uncertainty, and anything that will challenge our faith. It's up to each one of us to support one another so that we can continue to believe and trust God. And it's no shame in reaching out and saying, you know what, I need your prayers, I need your help, I need your support. That is the greatest sign that Jesus said that the world will see, is that when we come to one another to support each other in love, in concern, in caring, in being able to supply whatever the need is for our brother and for our sisters in Christ, when the world sees that, they are seeing Jesus Christ all over again in each one of us. They see God working through people. Amen. And it's all about healing and helping one another. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for healing us. Here's man of God, William Beckman. He's going to continue this theme of healing by singing, Let the healing begin. Let it start now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. believe that God has given us a tremendous opportunity in this place tonight. He has seen our brokenness. He has seen our tears. Even at the very moment that you felt like everybody had forgotten you, Jesus still remembers when others forget. And he sang to you tonight, open up and let the healing begin. Oh, oh, the Holy Spirit has been defined as your comforter. Let him. The Holy Spirit is in this room right now. If I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. I'm here tonight to let you know that Jesus is the mender of broken pieces. He can heal the hurt and the memory of the hurt, and by the working of miracles, cause it to be as if it never happened before. Oh, can I get a witness up in here? Hallelujah! For blessed day. If I were you, if I were you, never mind who's looking at you, never mind your friend and your loved one, you've got to come and receive this for yourself. The healer is in the room. The comforter is in the room. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight that you are concerned about your people. Lord, I bring to you these broken vessels. And I say, Lord, make them over again another. Oh, God. You who can reach into our yesterday as quickly as you can move into our tomorrow. Let the healing. There is a balm in Gilead. There is. Let the healing begin. Oh God, I'm here to tell you tonight that God can walk inside of you and never break the flesh. He can walk in your private world tonight. That pain you carry since you were a little girl. That pain you nurture since you were a little boy. The Holy Ghost can step back into your youngness.
Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
I've often wondered why things work out a certain way. They always did. I didn't understand your purpose. I didn't understand your way. I didn't understand your way. All the things that I'd gone through, they were all part of your plan you had for me. I didn't understand your purpose. I didn't understand your plan. I didn't understand your purpose. I didn't understand.
Can't explain how you rescued me. I was so lost, drowning in my pain. From you, Lord, I walked away, and life without you just isn't the same.
Turn out right.
You're so amazing.
And but you carried me through the rain. Ooh, please forgive me for the wrong I've done, and I thank you for your love never changed. I wanna praise you. I wanna tell you what you are.
In doing amazing things. And guess what, beloved? We find out, and it's our testimony, that God brings those amazing circumstances right when we need him the most. Sounds of Man of God Ulysses on this fire gospel experience. So amazing. Oh, thank you. Amazing God that you are. And before that, we heard from Woman of God, Free to Giving, singing about, Lord, that's your way. And we pray for a submissive heart and mind to be able to yield to the will and the ways of our God. Because, listen, our faith, our walk of faith lets us know that we are better off trusting God without being able to see the end. We might be at the beginning of a circumstance. We might be at the middle of a circumstance and not see the whole full picture. But God is always creating a divine plan. Sometimes even a masterpiece. Look at the Bible about how many tragedies struck the biblical saints, the Old Testament saints, the New Testament saints,
And yet and still, God still had his hand on some of the worst of mankind, womankind circumstances to be able to prove that he was always there. And through it all, that he had a plan. Woman of God, Shamika Banks, helped me so much, and I'm going to quote this every time Holy Spirit God brings it to my remembrance. She said that my pain gave me purpose, and my purpose gave me power. I'm speaking power into your lives right now, in spite of your pain, so that you can realize that you are not just arbitrarily being hurt for no reason, that our wise and all-knowing and all-powerful God is using you as an example of someone that endures great pain but has greater faith to overcome and be victorious even in spite of how hurt our lives can be. We are embracing from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 8 through 10, speaking about lost and found. And it says, reading from the NIV version of the Bible, our Lord Jesus is speaking. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. What would we do if it were not at least possible for us to find those things that we've lost? The only reason that we continue our ongoing searches is due to the slight hope that it might be found. And what we view as precious to us will indeed be our motivation, regardless of the circumstances and even the fatigue and tiredness that would challenge our resolve. However, it's a very different platitude from objects lost to loved ones, family members, and friends. We may even find ourselves in certain grips of emotions when we hear the stories of strangers, people we don't even know, and will in all likelihood never meet, hear their story touching our heartstrings. But what are the lessons to be learned from our Bible scripture text today? What focus do we need to apply? Luke 15 and 8 says, or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? Listen, beloved, when our hearts are pricked for some needed actions to resolve the hurt, we will indeed seek it out for the necessary remedy, whatever it is, no matter the cost. Remember the woman that had the issue of blood? She spent all her livelihood searching for a cure. And we would do as the woman in this text and go all out for what was lost, because there's a deeper than a superficial connection between what is lost and the one doing the searching. My thoughts are, what if we sought to search to find lost relationships just like we do those material things? Oh, what a better place it would be for the world, no matter how large or small, would be a better place if we had that same attitude and mentality. Verse 9 of Luke chapter 15 says, and when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. We do celebrate and rejoice with exhilaration and relief. We have very quickly gone over all those possible scenarios of how we must apply the work of replacement, all the intricate details of going places to speak with so-and-so and sign papers and file request orders, contact certain individuals that are concerned, and so on and so on and yes, so on. This only adds more anxiety to our seemingly futile search, and yet we continue to press on. What about using the same tenacity being applied to our faith walk and holiness in living? Because as sure as we're born, we've all had those moments of uncertainty, doubt, and periods of slight to major bouts
with missing faith. So, beloved, I'm telling you right now, we are called, loved ones, to persevere regardless of the circumstances and even our emotions. Philippians 3:13-15 says it all when Apostle Paul was speaking to the Philippian brothers. He said, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Lord, what a word. And this is a sure sign, y'all, of our Christian maturity and growth. It's our life-tested ability to maintain our faith course. We know when to say when and continue on moving forward. It's our forward momentum. It's fueled by our positive outlook, y'all, and a positive mindset that we have acquired through our daily meeting, praying, and meditating on the Word of God as it's being applied. We're being molded, y'all, and even transformed through the continuous searching for the will, ways, and the mind of the Almighty God himself. Ephesians 4:23 says, to be made new in the attitude of our mind. And then, listen, to be more exact to this point, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, the Word of God tells us. So listen, putting on the very mind of our Lord Jesus the Christ has got to be the Christian's greatest seeking and searching assignment. Beloved, these are the assignments that will require our lifetime. In my many years of following after our Lord Jesus, who is God in human flesh, Psalm 42 says this, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue to say unto me, where is thy God? No matter what the lost object may be, whether person, place, or thing, our ultimate prize in life is the comfort and benevolence that only God provides. Matthew 4:4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the man, out of the mouth of God. When our Lord Jesus quoted the words of the prophet Moses in Deuteronomy 8:3, he solidified the thought that there are no earthly resources that can fill and satisfy our souls. It is seeking the face of God that ultimately fills our faith, religion, and earthly existences are all about. This is why God created us, y'all. Verse 10 says, in the same way I tell you, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And listen, our Lord Jesus is symbolizing God himself in this scripture text to identify his almighty self being the one who is doing the searching for the souls of lost mankind. All the while, he wants us to meet him mutually as we seek him for each other eternally, starting here and now on this earth, and then on into a beautiful, wonderful, glorious heaven to be with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. We were once lost, y'all, but now we're found. And we are so grateful to be found by God. Amen. Goes right there, y'all. Here's Javon Brock, the woman of God, Pamela Johnson, because our God, no matter how dreary it may look in the forecast, we have a God that's awesome. And just like in the Bible days, guess what? He is still working.
Thank you. Dr. Marguerite Williams, owner of Ephesus Christian Bookstore and Heritage Fashions Boutique, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson. This Fire Radio ministry will bless your souls with uplifting biblical inspiration and anointed gospel music. I'm inviting everyone in the Pine Bluff, Altamaha, Dumas, Little Rock, and Southeast Arkansas area to come to Ephesus Christian Bookstore. There you can find all your Bible and religious books and materials for your church, groups, and personal spiritual understanding and growth. We also carry the finest in choir robes, minister robes, women's clothing apparel, jewelry, and other fashionable accessories. We are located at 901 West 6th Avenue, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and we can be reached at 870-535-5665. And yes, we do have Fire, the Gospel Experiences host, Ron E. Jefferson's new book, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So keep it tuned in and bless your family, your friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Have a great day.
Peace in the storm, shelter from our home, the way and the light, the truth and the life, healing from disease, protection from enemies. That's who you are to me.
Nothing greater than our God. There's nothing greater than him. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Morgan Alexis Monk, Pine Bluff's very own millennial gospel artist, letting us know that you don't never, ever need to give up. And before that, you heard from another millennial gospel artist, Jan Hunter, singing about who you are to me. Just giving God his just due praise. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Pine Bluff resident, Mrs. Laurel Hall, wife of man of God, Willie Hall, and the mother of Cassandra Denise Hall, who's been missing since 1995. We're still giving up hope, still believing God that all will be well, even after all these years, because he's that kind of God. I thank you, thank you, thank you for the Hall family demonstrating steadfast faithfulness and perseverance in the face of tremendous, tremendous testing, trial, and anxiety, I'm sure. Amen. Thank you. Thank you also, man of God, talking about Dr. Eric Holmes, for coming in with a timely word of bereavement, of intercessory prayer. What a wonderful, magnificent prayer. What wonderful words of encouragement. Thank you so much again, Dr. Eric L. Holmes. We want to congratulate you for your nomination for Author of the Year for your book, My Next Season is Due Season, at the 8th Annual S&M Indie Gospel Music Awards. You can go to his Facebook page, Dr. Eric Holmes, Eric Holmes, and get the information to cast your vote and get that book, because you want to know about your next season being your due season to be blessed. He's breaking it down and explaining to you in that book that's being nominated for Author of the Year at the 8th Annual S&M Awards. I just want to leave you all with one final word, if I may. If I may, and I will certainly do so, God will recompense us for whatever and all that we have lost according to his will when we put our whole and complete faith and trust in him and in him alone. Amen. Goes right there. Again, if you all have any information regarding the missing of young lady Cassandra Denise Hall, get in touch with the Pine Bluff Police Department at 870-730-2081. Again, Pine Bluff Police, for any information regarding the missing of Miss Cassandra Denise Hall, 870-730-2081 is the number to call. Even after all these years, you've been holding on information for 28 years and you're about to lose your mind. You need to set yourself free and set this family free by coming forward, because we know that you're out there. And we are going to continue to make this known that you need to let this information go and set yourself free. Amen. 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 I leave you with the anointed disciples, because we want the Lord to stop by here. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our beautiful Savior, Jesus the Christ. I pray that God will come by and bless you so much so that you'll have to go run and tell somebody. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord. Come on, anointed disciples. Yes, we want the Lord God to stop by here. Y'all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Holy Redeemer.
Sometimes when you need God the most, you don't have time to get in your secret closet. Sometimes you just gotta invite God to stop on by your space. Say, oh Lord, I need you to stop by. I developed a relationship with the master. I call him when things ain't going right. I look to the hills, which come is my help, cause that's where my help comes from. Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I need you to stop by.
Stop by.
Oh,
stop by. Fellas, I'm getting happy. Well, stop by. Sometimes you gotta beg the Lord when you really need him. Fellas.
Share the bill of the most. Share the bill of the most.